It's the songs that take you back.
It's the songs that celebrate the hopes and joys of the holiday season.
Hello, my name is Eric Jones.
And my name is Leah Jones.
Welcome to the 25 Songs of Christmas.
Hello, everyone. It is day 8 of our 25 Songs of Christmas Greatest Hits. This classic episode first aired in 2021, and I really love the dance ministry of PWP Dance Company under the direction of the anointed Adrian Rowe.
That's right. Enjoy the performance and be inspired. Greetings, friends. Today is day 23 of our 25 Songs of Christmas. Now, for all my friends who love a little rock in their classical music, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra had released their 25th anniversary album, Christmas Eve and Other Stories. It is actually one of my favorite holiday albums. The late Paul O'Neill made an arrangement of the song called Christmas Eve Sarajevo. It is a song that is the cross between the Carol of the Bells and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It is an amazing rendition. What I love about this song is that the inspiration was about a real-life Serbian cellist after the infamous Serbian-Bosnian War. He walked back to his hometown of Sarajevo, walked into his town square, picked up his cello, and started to play a holiday song. People started gathering around. It was the first time there was ever real live music in this square. And it brings the power of music together. That is what music does. It brings everyone together. So we hope that you guys enjoy the music, and we have an amazing group of artists that are going to be performing that song. It is Pastor Adrian Rowe and the PWP Life Dance Ministry. So enjoy yourselves.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, nieces.
Hey, girl.
What y'all doing?
I was just talking to your nieces about Christmas and telling them why we love Christmas. So I was asking them, why do they love Christmas? Imani, why do you love Christmas?
I like about Christmas because it's Jesus' birthday.
It is, girl. Emmy, why you love Christmas?
The elf on the shelf gets to come out, Cindy Lou, and she comes out on December the 1st.
Oh,
what? What's Elf on the Shelf?
Girl, this Elf on the Shelf is a new thing they do. So they get this elf, and they get the name of the elf, and she named her elf Cindy Lou. Okay. Well, as of December 1st, the elf comes out and hides in different places all over the house to watch and see if you're naughty or nice. Mm-hmm. And when you find the elf, every day you get to find them, and the elf goes back and tells Santa if the child was naughty or nice.
Oh, okay.
Which leads up to Christmas. That's the new thing.
Okay.
And I was going to tell them, we celebrated Christmas on the Nativity because it's Jesus' birthday, and they didn't know anything about that part. So I was going to tell them all about it. Imani, go get that book for me. Thank you, ma'am. So, see, Jesus was born, and we celebrate Christmas as Jesus' birthday. Jesus' mom's name was Mary, and she was pregnant, just like your Aunt Niecy was, or is. And so there was this mean king right here. He did not want Jesus to be born because he wanted to be king. So he said he wanted every baby born at that time to find him and kill him so that he could have Jesus killed. So Mary and Joseph got out of town, and they wound up in Bethlehem. When they got there, they stayed in a manger. See right here? A manger is where you keep your animals. There are animals. There's Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. So they had Jesus, and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes to keep him warm, right? See these shepherds? They were tending their sheep. And the angels came, and they sang, and they told them that a Savior had been born. So we knew then that Jesus was born. That's why we have an angel on our Christmas tree. So they all went to go and find where was the baby Jesus. And sure enough, they got to Bethlehem. And look, there he was in the manger where they found Mary Joseph and Jesus, and they brought beautiful gifts. They brought frankincense, they brought myrrh, they brought incense. You know why? Because they were happy that we now had a Savior, and God gave us a special gift on his birthday. And so guess what? That was our gift from God, because God gave us Jesus as a special blessing, because he loved us so much. The people that we love, we give them gifts too as a special blessing, because we love them so much. You get it? So that's why we give gifts at Christmas. Well, ladybugs, it's bedtime.
All right, give your auntie a hug.
I love you. I love you. See you in the morning and go to sleep. Don't be peeking.
You ready for Christmas in the morning?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to tuck you in right to bed, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to say our prayers first.